Okay, good morning everyone. I think we should start. Please, can we start the recording? Thank you very much.
The recording has started.
Thank you, Yoke. How many people do we have on the line that are not in the Adobe room?
Hi Alejandra, I think nobody is on the line that is not in the Adobe room, but if there is somebody on the phone bridge only, please speak up now.
Yes, Barak. Barak is on the phone bridge only. Barak, are you still
okay,
there?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, in case Barak has some comments to make, please don't feel free to interrupt me because you cannot raise your hand in the Adobe room. Okay, with that, welcome everyone to our members. Okay, so welcome everyone to our call. We will start with the agenda that is in front of you. We will talk about the wrap-up of ICANN 63 in Barcelona, and then the preparations related to ICANN 64, any other business, and then next meeting and closure. Does anyone want to add any other topic? I see none. Okay, so let's start with the wrap-up of ICANN 63. Does anyone has any particular feedback that want to share with the group? Any comments you received or heard, or suggestions? No? Okay, the only comments that I got that they were very positive, they reflect very well also in the satisfaction survey. People were in general happy. The only room for improvement that I received was to let the CCTLD news be a little more or have it a little more time so people can ask questions during the presentation, and I agree completely. It was a little bit too packed, so we should try not to have that in such a little time. Anyone else? Okay then. Moving on, have you had the time to review the results on the satisfaction survey and the draft on the feedback on feedback? I see people typing. Okay, Katrina says she did review the results, but not the feedback on feedback. No problem. You will have some time to do that because I will request for everyone to review the draft on feedback by next Tuesday, please, so we can circulate it. You have it now in front of you. Can we make it scrollable, please, so anyone can go to their own page? Thank you very much. So, as you can see in the first graph, it says overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you with the ICANN 63 CNSO members meeting? And the very vast majority is very satisfied or somewhat satisfied, so I think we are doing a good job. And then, how do you rate the following items from excellent, very good, good, fair, poor, or not applicable? And again, most of them are in excellent or very good, or good. So so we're still in, on the positive side of the spectrum. Then, if we go down to what aspects went particularly well, as I told you, in general, people were very happy. They liked the discussion in small groups, an engagement with other members. The timing was quite okay. So we're doing a good job, and people are also now acknowledging that the information that is sent to them before the meeting and before they even start during the meeting, it's very useful. So this is good, and we should continue doing that. Then what aspects need improvement? Well, there's some pointers there to pay special attention to newcomers, and I know there are not that many newcomers, but still it's worth trying to make them stay with us and engage with the work of the CCNSO. So we need to pay a little more attention to them. Then, let me see, there was something. Oh, well, they are asking us to try to contact the presenters more and coach them regarding their presentations, as in suggesting number of slides, because there are some presentations that are quite too long for the time assigned. So I wanted to see if we can do something about it, like, for example, have someone responsible for example, for the CCTLD news session, as in really beforehand, not only to chair the session, but to make contact to the volunteers once we know we have them, and then coach them, as in this is the amount of time you have, send the presentations beforehand, have a look at them. For example, if they have 10 minutes, more than 10 slides, it's not advisable. And also, well, be always aware on what's going to be presented beforehand to be able to chair the session better. Not as we have done in the past, that the chairs are appointed very close to the meeting. Well, not that close, but they don't have like this role, and I would like someone from the meetings program committee to be in charge of that. Yes, Katrina?
Yeah, thank you very much, Alejandra. I think some time ago we developed the guidelines for the presenters. Do we still inform people about them, or well, we don't? What's the current status?
I believe we do, but I think Joke can answer that better than me.
Hi, Alejandra, this is Joke. I have to admit that I haven't included that guideline in the latest invitation sent out to presenters. However, presenters have received a detailed overview of the time that is allocated to them, and they also receive tips and tricks on how to make sure that the session is engaging and inviting them also to ask questions to the audience. If needed, to use the temperature of the room cards, but perhaps it's a good idea to review the guideline in the next meeting and to suggest improvements, if any, and to discuss it during a next call. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It's not official guideline. It was like, you know, more like guideline prepared by the meeting program working group for those presenters. And now I think that maybe we could also develop a very short list of lists, let's say. For example, first checkbox, my slides are, well, I don't have too many slides for a 10-minute presentation, check. My slides use simple, plain English, check. Something like that. So we review the document that we prepared some time ago, maybe update it, maybe make it simpler, and yeah, and add some checklists to assist those who are working on their presentation so that they take everything into account. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. I think it is an excellent idea. So I'm not sure where we have that guideline, and if we don't have it, then we should make one, and we will discuss it within the committee. Hopefully, we can do the line previously to the next call. So yes, let's do it. So wait a second, because I lost where I was. Here I am. So, Yoki just found the guidelines. Thank you very much. And I see Katrina too. Thank you. There they are. So now we need to review them, improve them if needed, and of course include it in the call for volunteers and not only for the volunteers, but for all the sessions. I think it would be a good idea, just a suggestion. Well, it is a suggestion because we cannot force people to do anything, but in any case, for everyone that is invited to present at the CCNSO members meeting should have these guidelines attached just to coach them a little bit. Because there were some references for using not plain English as I would say, and using more difficult words, and it makes people who are not native English speakers to understand or follow what is discussed. So I think that's a good idea. Also, well, that was that for the improvement suggestions. And then there are some topics that we ask people. It says, which agenda topics do you like to see addressed at the next CCNSO members meeting? And these were the ones that were submitted. Extend the CCNSO new sessions, I agree. CCTLD involvement, having discussion in small groups. We also need to discuss, I will say, I wanted to start thinking now, because I will address this later, on how to make the breakout sessions differently, because for now we have only used the charts at the corners of the room, and maybe there are some other ideas that we can use for these type of sessions, just not to make them the same all the time. It's not that it's not working, but we should have some alternatives. So, again, it is suggested to have a CCTLD marketing side. Remember that we used to have a marketing session, a legal session, and we decided not to continue with those fixed slots and see what people would volunteer for the CCTLD news session and then see if we needed that session. I guess we're doing a good job. Do you think we should come back and have one of those six slots, or shall we continue to see what they volunteer? I don't see any hands up. Only Alan is typing. I will wait for him. In the meantime, other topics were financial contribution to ICANN budget, GDPR, and what it means to be a CCNSO member. Topics on security, capacity building for small CCTLDs. And now I'm reading the chat, and it says, I would not set a fixed slot, but rather find someone to lead a marketing session. Can you elaborate a little bit more, please?
Sure, I'm happy to. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
I certainly take the point that we don't want to have a dedicated marketing slot at every meeting, but I think it would be worthwhile to, if we can just have one at for example the next meeting and see if we can find someone to take some initiative to lead that. For example, maybe we could reach out to the ROs to see if they could put together kind of, you know, new ideas in marketing and see if they could identify who in their community might be willing to speak to that. I think what this is about is right now we're entirely waiting for people to volunteer. I think we should take a little more initiative ourselves to reach out and say, hey, we should talk about this, and let's see who would lead it. And I think the ROs are the prime candidate to use to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. So just to see if I understood correctly, you are telling or suggesting that we talk to the ROs now, but not to the COVID meeting, but for the next meeting, so we can be prepared more in advance and seek for speakers rather than wait for them to volunteer. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not saying. I think we should reach out to the ROs now, and if there is time to organize something for Kobe, wonderful. If not, maybe it gets pushed. But yes, I think that's what I'm suggesting. Thank you.
Okay. Then thank you very much, Alan. I like your idea, and we should do that. And also, speaking of the ROs, we have not had any ROs update recently, so we should think also about if they want to have any participation in or anything to say or a session for next meetings, maybe not necessarily next one in Kobe, but next year. And in other comments, there are, sorry, people are very happy with the job that the committee has been doing, especially the secretariat, and thank you, Jokke, Bart, Kim, and Ria, for all the help you bring us and for making this possible. And, well, that's a very quick run through the feedback on feedback. Please do have a more slowly and thorough review of this, and any comments you have, please let us know. I believe, I'm not sure, Joachim, will they have access to the Google Doc to add their comments?
Hi, Alejandra, that's a good point. I will send the link to the Google Doc to the group afterwards.
Okay, thank you very much, Joachim. So once you have the link, please don't hesitate to put any suggestions, comments that can improve these reports so we can send it out as soon as possible next week after Tuesday. So, moving on, let's talk about next meeting. So can we please see the PLOC schedule, the general schedule, please?
Hi, Alejandra, this is Joke. Would you like to see the CCNSO PLOC schedule or the ICANN PLOC schedule?
No, the ICANN block schedule, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, as we've, it's been a tradition now that at the end of every ICANN meeting, there is a session to kick off the planning for the next ICANN meeting. So in Barcelona, we had AOAC planning meeting where the draft block schedule was presented, and it's the one that you are seeing right now on your screen. So this is the general overview of what ICANN 64 will look like. So we have Saturday and Sunday dedicated to outreach or internal work within each SOAC. Also Sunday, it's devoted to newcomers day. On Monday, there's the opening ceremony, and the start, the official start of the meeting. The slots that you see in yellow are the cross-community or high-interest topic slots that have not yet there is no subject yet for those slots, but they will be determined. And then Monday is tech day for us. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's what they have in the general schedule is the board meetings with other ASOs or ACs. And then in the end, there's the public and the public board meeting. So this is the general overview. The next call with the planning team will be on January the 17th. And the full meeting schedule, it's supposed to be posted on the 18th of February. So that's the overall planning of the ICANN meeting. If we can now please see the CCNSO block schedule. Thank you very much. So please, this is something that we are just drafting, and it's not supposed to be circulated yet because we have not, it is too early to circulate it. So please, it's for our eyes only right now. So on day one, on Saturday, we're planning some working group or committee sessions. Then it is planned the CCNSO Council workshop and more working groups or committees sessions and the joint meeting with the CCNSO and ALEC. Then Tech Day on Monday again. Then we have Tuesday and Wednesday our members' meeting, hopefully ending on Wednesday with the CCNSO Council meeting. Unless for some reason we decide to move it to Thursday. That has happened before, but I guess not this time. And, that has happened for the middle meeting, that it's a short one, sorry. And they're scheduled some joint meetings. The meeting with the ICANN board is the only one that it's, as far as I know, confirmed. The others are tentative. And at the end of the day, you can see all the networking, general social activities. So, with that, I would like to now see with you the draft agenda that it's being prepared for today. Can we see that, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. So there are some new ideas that I wish to discuss with you. The first one you can see right now is the first slot, the first 30 minutes of the first day of the CCNSO members meeting. How about having a newcomer session? This will be, of course, optional for anyone who wants to join. And it will be, the idea is to introduce people to the CCNSO, how we work, what we do, what working groups are now active, what they do, how to join them, and sort of putting people up to speed when they're fairly new to the CCNSO before the members' meeting starts. What do you think? You are more than welcome to raise your hand. Yes, Katrina?
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, I have some mixed feelings about that. And to overcome that mixiness, I propose to rename it. Maybe not call it newcomers, but something like, introduction
to the CCNSO.
Something that could be useful not only for newcomers, but for regulars as well. And maybe 30 minutes is too much. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. Another alternative, if this was too crazy, was to have it, of course, maybe on Monday. Not during our member meeting day, just to give people the time to digest what they are seeing and ask questions. And that's why 30 minutes was the time we thought it would be good to have, so people can also, I don't know, have some time to process what is being told to them. There is a very huge chat here. Let me see. Okay. Alan. Oh, Alan has to leave. I'm so sorry, Alan. Have a good rest of the day. Okay.
Well, I think that is correct. Yeah. We need to inform the community about meeting days and the general structure, because it's really advisable to book airline tickets early, because otherwise there might be issues for them. So.
Yes, I agree. So let's go through the rest of the agenda, and at the end we can see if I don't think we will move the CCNSO Council meeting at least. But as Brad says, it will most likely be on Wednesday. But it will depend on us. So let's see what we have. So on the newcomer session, it's supposed to...
Alejandro,
yes? Oh, sorry. I cannot... I couldn't see. Thank you. Thank you, Katrina. Yes, Bart.
Yeah, I think one of the issues, if you do it on, say, the newcomer session or introduction to the CCNSO session, but especially for newcomers, if you do it on Tuesday morning, is you don't know who they are. Normally what you see, if you go to the meeting and introduce the session on, say, the Tuesday morning, so you're welcome and Katrina's welcome, people start raising their hands. So if you organize one beforehand, it will be very hard for them to know it's ongoing. So maybe do it at the end on, say, Thursday morning for those who are interested. And we can always find a room. And I think based on the experience with the introduction of new counselors, they doing it in a smaller room with a small group and having a conversation around it, it is a nice way to introduce people. So do it instead of, say, early in the week, at the end of the week on Thursday morning. Thank you. And maybe with respect, one more, maybe with respect to Alan, I think that the real issue with respect to whether the council meeting is on Wednesday or Thursday is whether there is a high interest topic on Wednesday during the same time that is relevant for the CCTLD community or proposed by the CC community. Thank you.
Thank you, Bart. But doesn't it a little bit misses the point on having the session after the fact? What I'm thinking is if we have the newcomer session after we already gone through the two members meetings, is it worth it?
It depends a bit on what you want to achieve, isn't it? Do you want to achieve that people understand what happened and how the CCNHO zone works? Or is it to introduce the two meeting days? Because you've missed that day already. You miss, I think if you really have newcomers, it's of interest to them to understand and provide meaning to what they've experienced. But that would be my approach. And if you say, you need to pre-warn them, it's coming. But having a newcomer session to a newcomer, what do you want to explain to them?
Now I see your point, and it will be very useful to have it afterwards when they have the questions of what happened and then how to join working groups and everything. Okay, we need to think about that. I like the suggestion too. Yes, Katrina?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea what Bart is proposing, because then during this welcome block on day one, we can already advertise this meeting, and we can tell the newcomers, oh, write down your name so you will have the opportunity to ask them. That's one thing. Another thing is that we can say that whoever from the usual suspects wants to join a working group or wants to have their questions answered, you're also welcome to come to this session. So we can have it not just, we can really advertise it and make it more useful for not only for newcomers, but for everyone who wants to learn more.
Yes, thank you, Katrina. I see now that it will be more productive to have it afterwards. And the thing is that I've seen this in other ACs, for example, the GAC has it before its session, and they have it like that. It's called the newcomers to the GAC. So that's why I was thinking, well, it makes sense to have it beforehand, but afterwards I think it will be as productive, if not more, because now that they've seen everything, they will have the questions. So yes, let's think more on having it afterwards, unless somebody thinks it should be before. I don't see any hands now. Okay, so for now, it makes sense to put it after on Thursday. So then we start with the members meeting introduction as usual, update on the CCNSO organizational review. This needs to be confirmed because I'm not sure if the timeline allows to have an update there, but we will check on this. Then there's the joint meeting with the CCNSO and the ICANN board. Then there's the to be confirmed, a joint meeting with the CCNSO and the GAC. And, since we have the new conversation now in this beginning of the day, of course, everything should be shifted upwards to see how the end of the how this day will look like in the end, because normally CCNSO working group updates are right before the members meeting introduction, but we will shuffle it and then send it to you so you can see how it looks like. Then after coffee break, there's the IANA naming function session, and there are 30-minute slots yet to be defined, and there is a finance session, and there are 30 minutes that we have not yet allocated to anything, and usually we try not to put something there unless we really have to, because then we need to run to the CCNSO cocktail, and that's a little bit uncomfortable. Yes, Bart?
With respect to the finance contribution session, financial contribution session, I've been in touch with ICANN finance department, and it looks like for fiscal year 18, but that's they still receive money, it will be well over $2 million. So it will be almost $500,000 more from the CC community. Now, and the reason for raising this, the picture is not as dark as it is appeared to be in Barcelona and the year before. That being said, I think the discussion was held, say, if you look at the discussion, is if we want to, and if you want to have a finance session, a financial contribution session, you need to be very clear, I think, especially for an hour, what you want to achieve and what you want to get out of that session already, and whether it's worth spending so much time on that session. And the reason for saying this is if you look at the financial contributions overview, I think about 80% of the CCTLDs that contribute, or put it the other way around, 80% of the people attending an ICANN meeting and the CC and Zone meeting, so 80 out of the 60 plus or minus a few CCTLDs that attend the ICANN meeting, do pay or do financially contribute to ICANN. So they are not really the targeted audience. And having this session again and et cetera is probably, I would say, not very useful. It is sending the wrong message. It's sending a message to the wrong people. So before setting up a block of 1 hour maybe it's something to reconsider. So it's definitely worth having a session on it and having an update on the billing process, or effectively invoicing process, because that will drive additional contribution. But whether you want an hour is probably overstretching it. But that's, say, based on what I know to date. Thank you.
Thank you, Bart. I really didn't know we were doing that good now, since in Barcelona it looked like we were not going to meet any of the goals.
Nor did I.
But, well, the idea behind these finance, there are two. One, that it was suggested in the satisfaction survey that we should keep this discussion going. And two, not to have another point of view regarding the finance contribution, more than you should contribute because, well, you're getting a service and et cetera, and whatever has been said, and the slots that you are in, and all the information that's already been said, but more like, what's the benefit of the CCNSO, and what do you gain from being either a member or attending the session or contributing to ICANN, having a more marketing approach, maybe, as in why people should give money to ICANN. What do I get from this? Not the ones that we go to the CCNSO. I understand that the people that go do see the value, but I remember I don't remember her name, but this lady from .ru said that she needed to write a justification for her budget to spend that amount of money, for example. So this could be a breakout session to discuss and see the value, and then maybe, I don't know, do either a pamphlet or a video or something that explains this not only to the people that are already in the CCNSO, but to everyone else. I see Katrina has her hand up. I'm not sure. So let's see Katrina first and then Bart.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, I think there's a I think I mostly agree with what Bart is saying. I think it is too long, and maybe it's too early after Barcelona will start talking about that again. It needs to sink in. But what really would be interesting, it's very useful, it'd be to talk about this invoicing procedure, if there are any changes from ICANN's side, because this is something that many, really many people have highlighted as an issue. Some do not receive any invoices, some need to ask for them several times, so it really motivates people. And if there are any news from ICANN's side about the invoicing, any suggestions on how to improve invoicing process, how CCTLDs can request an invoice, how can they indicate the amount of contribution they are. Something that would really make things easier for CCTLDs and for ICANN as well. It would be worth discussing. Again, not for 60 minutes, but I think it really would be worth discussing. And but the question, of course, is whether ICANN will be ready to talk about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. Bart?
Yes, thanks, Katrina. So last week, and this is just last week I had an extensive, that's why I know about the figure, an extensive conversation with people from ICANN's finance department on the process as well. And I think they're very willing to streamline and improve the process. One of the real issues, what I've seen they face, and that's something where the CCTLD could play a role, is they, at one point, their list of addresses is not up to date for whatever reason. Say people leave CCTLDs, and we see it with our with the secretariat as well. People leave the CCTLDs without informing, and there are within out informing us or ICANN, and there is no need for them to inform. So whatever happens is, say, if ICANN sends out an invoice or even a call to seek financial contributions, they send it to the wrong people. That's one side of the story. And the other side, of course, is it proves to be very difficult to get an invoice out of ICANN for one way or the other. So definitely, yes, streamlining the process, knowing what we know now, and is probably a good thing. So that's in response to what Katrina said. And with respect to whether it's, say, you have the same issue to, I think if you talk about what's the value of the CCTLDO, what's the value of ICANN, to those CCs who are present at the CCTLDO meeting. It is preaching, to use an English expression, preaching before the choir. It's probably what is worthwhile is, and maybe that's the way to do it, how to use the knowledge of that group to explain to outsiders why they are participating. But I think we did something like this already in Panama, and maybe, or in where was it? In San Juan. And, no, yeah, was it San Juan?
I think
yes,
in San Juan
Puerto Rico.
We did by people.
Yeah.
I think we did it in Puerto Rico. We did it why people do not participate, and in Panama we made it more positive. Why do you participate? So
yeah, and now how would you invite others to participate, etc. What would be your message to promote the CC&SO. So maybe that's for as a session, as the second part. So split it in this session or this 1.5 hour in two sessions. One is, say, about the financial contributions, but that's more the logistics and the administrative part of it. And secondly, as you suggested, but then focusing on audience not participating, and not who are members, for example, because a lot of people are members, but who are not able or not willing or not put in any effort to participate actively in the CC&SO. But that's just some observations from my end.
Well, I think we've discussed this already. Well, personally, I think it would be either we need to have a completely different angle on that, or let's not discuss it. We already discussed it from two different sides of the same coin. It's CC&SO. And actually, what you really asked was justification of not of the CC&SO, but from ICANN. So what are those services that I can offer that are worth paying to be paid for? So this is, I think, it, again, it's something different.
Okay, then I think we can... let's have a discussion through the mailing list, as in what should be the shape of this session and suggestions. I like what said, like maybe this hour can be split in two. We start with the billing procedure and difficulties regarding that, and then we can see the value that people are member of the CC&SO, or what they contribute, or what I can offer to them. All that's been said in the other half hour. And I would like this to be shared with the rest of the committee so everyone can have an input or comment regarding this session. And if we see that it has some potential, then we move forward with it. And if we see that we are repeating ourselves from Barcelona and we should wait maybe for Marrakesh or even for Montreal, then we defer it. But let's have a more open discussion with the rest of the committee to see what we will do. Thank you very much to Bart and to Katrina. Moving along with the agenda, we end Tuesday with the CC&SO cocktail. We still don't have many details to share about that. Yes, Hiro, please.
As to the CC&SO cocktail, we've already booked a restaurant which locates in the hotel next to the conference venue. So I think it should start from 18:30 because we have to evacuate the room until 8:30 or 8:15. So can we make the cocktail opening time at 18:30?
Yes. No, I don't see a problem to do that. So you say we should keep that 30-minute slot without any session, so people can have time to leave their things and go to cocktail at 6:30?
Yes, please.
Yes, no problem at all. Unless, of course, we run into some issues, but I don't think so, because we have time from now to COVID. So, yes, it will be blocked.
Okay.
Thank you, Hiro. Any other details you want to share with us regarding the cocktail?
JPRF can support the cocktail in full if you want. So we are ready to pay the whole bill to the restaurant, and the restaurant can arrange the restaurant in standing type or seating arrangement. So we can choose whichever we want.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Hiro, for supporting the CCNSO cocktail and doing that fully. Thank you very much. I think logistics regarding the are up to you. Should we have a standing cocktail? Should we have a seating cocktail? Whatever you think it works best.
Okay.
Katrina has her hand up. Yes, Katrina?
Yes, well, again, thank you very much, Hiro, for this very kind offer. I think that from the practical point of view, if we need to leave the room eight something, then if I understand you correctly, we'll have just like 2 hours. So it's better not to sit, otherwise it will be difficult to vacate the room, for people to leave the room. So it's, I think from a practical point of view, standing would be better, so people can discuss things and move forward, move on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving on to Wednesday, we have with the start of the day with the TLD Ops on the outcome of the workshop that was held in Barcelona. Then the study group on emoji as second level domain names will present a draft report. I'm not sure if 45 minutes is a long time, but we will ask the chair of the study group if they need that much time. Then we will have a policy session. After that, the CCTLD news session. And then another new session, if you agree to have it, is preparing for ICANN 65. This session is also to address what we were told that to have only one day of CCNSO during the middle meetings of the year on the forum meetings. If that day should be one day fully, one day split in two mornings, or how we're supposed to handle that. So this session is just to have input from the people in the room to share their views and why we should do the things the way they say. So we can take them into consideration and then build the agenda for the next meeting. Yes, Bart.
May I suggest another title? If you do it this way, preparing for ICANN 65, it looks like a bit of a logistical meeting. Well, you're more into the strategy of the policy forum. How should they look like, etc.?
Okay, fair. Thank you, Bart. Let's change the title so people don't think they don't have to participate. Any other comments regarding this session? I know we have only 4 minutes or a little less than 4 minutes. So, of course, this is open to comments. Not only now, but afterwards. And then we have a slot that's not yet confirmed with anything, and at the end of the day, the CCNSO Council meeting, as far as we know. Well, that's the draft of the agenda. Any other comments or suggestions? Okay, then let's move on to our next agenda item, that it is any other business. Does anyone have any other business? Yes, Katrina?
Yeah, thank you very much, Alejandra. I just wanted to say that there is a number of new participants who want to join this group. And I think that by the end of the week or sooner, we'll have them approved by the CSMSL Council, which means that the meeting program working group will have new members. I just wanted to say that, remind you that we're working on a template for working groups. If you remember, we discussed them last time in panel. Template of working groups to be filled in to make sure to help people to understand what the group is doing, how they work, how they operate, and everything. So on Monday during the GRC, the GRC will try to summarize and finalize the template for working groups, and then they'll try to send it as soon as possible to you, and you might be the second group to fill that in to help your new members with the onboarding. That was just my suggestion. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Katrina. We will have an interesting number of new people in the committee, so yes, it will be exciting. And yes, as soon as we get the official template, we will fill it and send it to them. Also, I was planning on, with that, to send a summary on what was discussed today, because since they could not join right now, so to put them up to speed on what we talk, maybe have the link to the to this very call, so they can watch it and see how we interact, and also to welcome them to the mailing list. Thank you very much, Katrina. And yes, of course, the Google Doc with the feedback on feedback. If there are no any other business, then I will go to the next point, that it's next meeting and closure. So the next meeting will be scheduled during the week of the 17th, the 21st of December, unless you feel that's too far away. It's in a month, or less than a month. What do you think? Is it okay? Or shall we have it sooner or earlier? I don't see anyone saying otherwise, so a doodle will be sent with the available time slots. So please do fill those as soon as you get it so we can have a daytime for our next call. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Have a really good rest of the day. And we will continue our discussions through the mailing list. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, and have a nice day and weekend. Bye, all.
Thank you, all. Bye.